Did you know an estimated 40% of Americans deal with itchy eyes due to allergic conjunctivitis from both seasonal and year-round allergies? The good news is the prescription-strength formula of Lasticaft Alkaftadine Ophthalmic Solution 0.25% is now available over-the-counter. These antihistamine eye drops provide 16 hours of relief from itchy allergy eyes, with one drop working in just 3 minutes. Lasticaft's one-of-a-kind patented formula works against pet dander, pollen, grass, and ragweed, and is approved for ages 2 and above. Each bottle of Lasticaft once daily relief comes in a 60-day supply, which is 2 times the amount per bottle compared to Pataday once daily eye relief. Lasticaft can be purchased in-store and online at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Amazon. So when it comes to itchy allergy eyes, no matter the season, it's Lasticaft season. Visit Lasticaft.com to learn more about Lasticaft and reasons to recommend it this allergy season. Use as directed.
This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Happy Monday. We're back at it. I'm super excited. I got an old friend that's on the show today that's doing some amazing things, and I'm super excited to hang out with her because it's been too long. I haven't seen her in person. We haven't kicked it. We haven't had conversations. We're long overdue. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome my colleague, Dr. Loretta Justin. How are you doing today, Dr. Justin?
I'm doing really good, Daryl. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm glad to be back.
I know. I'm glad that you're back as well. I mean, it's been a while. I mean, I know your background. I know where you're from. I know what you do. But for my listeners, my colleagues out there that may not be too aware of who you are and the impact that you're making in eye care, you know, give us a little bit of a background because I want to get into all the great things you're doing in our industry.
Sure. My name is Loretta Justin, and I am an optometrist. I have a private practice here in Orlando, Florida, the city beautiful. I went to the New England College of Optometry, known as NewEnco, aka NICO. Right now, I'm kind of dating myself by saying NewEnco. And I've been practicing. So I'm saying hello to all my NewEnco grads out there. I've been practicing in Orlando for about 16 years now. I've had the practice, so it's been really, really good. And about 7 years ago, I really wanted to create a way for myself and the other women optometrists who were in my community to connect and get to know one another and to empower one another and it just to just promote one another, you know? And that's how the idea of Optometry Divas was founded. It was founded really as a kind of a hobby, something I was doing just to, you know, make friends. Being that I came from Boston, I didn't know much people here in Orlando. So I really wanted to connect with some of my colleagues and share challenges that we're going through, and that's what led me to found Optometry Divas. And these are the two things I've been working on ever since, and I've been so privileged to work among some of the most incredible women and men in the industry that I don't know that I would have ever had the opportunity. I never dreamed I'd be doing all of this. So I'm so excited to get to do this, to get to connect with other women, and we empower each other, you know? So
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought that conversation up. You know, I love to talk about diversity, love to talk about gender, backgrounds, race, all that jazz. And I'm curious, you know, why did you develop a woman's group? There's a lot of them out there, right? Why Optometry Divas? I mean, what were you looking at in the landscape of optometry to say, hey, I need to do this. I need to make this happen. What was the thoughts behind that group?
So we didn't know each other. And when we would go to meetings, we never really had an opportunity to talk to one another. Gotcha. At that time, my kids were really small, and I really wanted to know who was a good nanny, who was a good housekeeper. So some of the networking of things, tools and resources that are available in the community. And sometimes I had 30 patients in one day and I wanted to pull my hair out. I wanted someone I could talk to about it when I came home. Then my kids were sick and there was all these things going on. And I used to get so overwhelmed, and I wanted to have other people that I could share this with who could relate to me from that level. So that's what started that. And I didn't, at that time, we didn't quite have that. And that's how the idea got started. And it just took off from there.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you have your colleagues out here like Dr. Simpalis, which is another impactful optometrist that's doing some amazing things out there with corporate optometry. I get it. You know, we go to conferences, we sit down, we get our continuing education. We don't really communicate with each other. Yet these are the same folks that we do the same thing, and we need to build relationships, especially if we're in a new town. It's nothing like going to a town and knowing someone that's in your field to make it a smoother transition. Because a lot of times us as eye care professionals, we're similar. We're alike. You know, we have the same personalities. We like the same things. So it's easier to find someone that looks like you, that practices like you, to learn more from and really understand how to navigate that new terrain that you may be moving into. I mean, I can't even imagine going from Boston to Orlando. That's night and day.
I was warned not to by my friends. Like, you want to take that board? But, one of the things that I've experienced in talking to a lot of other women in my community and in our community, one of the things we've experienced when I ask them, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing women ODs, the women professionals? And a great majority, over 60%, say it's the concept of work-life balance, trying to kind of find that place in your life where things are working the way you want to. And that's one of the areas we've been really focusing on, is what exactly does that mean when someone says, you know, I need better, more work-life balance. What are we looking for real? Are we really looking for a balance? Is there really a balance? What is it? And what we've discovered, at least what I believe, is that what we're really looking for is not so much balance as much as being in the position where we can choose what we do with our time. I think a lot of times we feel like we have to do this. We have to do that. I'm required to do that. I'm a mom, therefore I should do that. I'm a wife, therefore I should do that. I'm a doctor, therefore I should do that. And sometimes we don't actually make a conscious choice to do that thing. So our lives become ran by activities and our schedules, and everything seems chaotic and out of control. And I believe that once we're able to become what I call the CEO of you, you're making choices on how you want to spend your time, then that's the balance right there. So that's one of the things I'm really, really passionate about, you know, and that's important. That's why we meet together, to be able to share that with one another.
Awesome. I love it. Hey, Dr. Janelle, how are you doing?
You got
all the divas coming out today.
We divas, we got each other's back.
I see. It's almost like, Beyonce and the Beehive. When you come out, everybody comes out of everywhere just to come out and support. And I love that support. And, you know, again, the one thing that I keep seeing with you is that you really inspire people. You really change people's lives. You really make an impact. I mean, I've seen this comment twice already. We haven't even been on for more than 10 minutes. So truly, you're doing some work and you're making an impact in the community, and you're really changing eye care. So I just want to say kudos to you. I think we need to really start getting into the habit of giving each other our flowers, you know, or giving people their flowers that's due. You know, if you're doing a great job, speak up, say something about it, because that's going to give you the confidence, the motivation to continue to push along. Because as an entrepreneur, I know you feel the same way. It's not easy every day.
No.
You know, it's difficult. A lot of people just see what's on the outside. They don't actually see all the behind the scenes and what's going on, and the childcare and the significant others and the clinic life and the travel. They only get the glamour and the glitz. Yeah. But, you know, all that back end stuff, it takes time. So it's always great to hear from colleagues when they are out there supporting you and speaking your name behind closed doors of how great you're doing, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I love about our industry, and I think I'm very, very partial when I say this. I've experienced the most supportive, kind, loving people in optometry I've never seen anywhere else. And I'm a church girl, right? But just the support and just the welcoming and the kindness of people always blows me away. And I'm always, I feel honored and privileged to be able to work with everybody that I get to work with, partner with, people like yourself and a lot of other people, because my background is so different. And it's just, you would never imagine that a girl who was born in Haiti, who's one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, who is a survivor of multiple trauma, who went to school in inner city in New Jersey, who barely could make it to anything, and had a hard time even getting into optometry school, can be here at this place. It's extremely incredible.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And you know, when I think about your organization, the thing that I really love, and I'm assuming it's your core values, you know, to be able to empower, to connect, and to promote, you know, just hearing your story, I can see how you crafted up those three, you know, main things, those touch points, just simply because of that story. You've touched on the importance of connection, you know, just having those relationships, helping, you know, other people and connecting with other folks that look like you, but also don't look like you, so that you can make that profession better. And to empower, clearly you're doing that because you're inspiring a lot of folks. But to your point just now, you know, promoting other people and really showing that, you know, you got to give each other, every person their flowers, but also help, you know, uplift them and put them in the right place as well. So your whole story is complete. I like what I'm hearing. I like what I'm seeing here.
That's so important. Yes, that is true. Janelle said I'm a survivor. You know, I am a survivor. And to the point of connection, I could not be here without other people, without the support of other people, without the kindness of other people.
Amen.
When, you know, through my transition, through the times that I've been through, at some point in my life, I didn't feel like I had much worth as a person. And that's because of my story. And at least the story I used to tell myself and the experiences that I had and the stories I told myself from those experiences made me feel that way. But the kindness of other people, when someone else accepts you and receives you, it kind of makes you start looking inside and go, you know what? Maybe I'm not so bad. Maybe I have something good to offer. And that's why I'm so passionate about the empowerment, because I believe we all have something so special on the inside to give and to share. And no matter where you come from or what you've experienced or what challenges or what whomever has said about you, that's inside of you. And if you could just tap into it, it's amazing what you can accomplish.
Game changing, right? And you know, sometimes what I've learned is that, you know, you can't do it on your own. You need help. And you know, something I would like to spend a little bit of time on is really talking about, you know, the power of mentorship. I always tell folks that, you know, it's very important for you to have a mentor, but it's also very important for you to be the mentee. You know, you got to have that bi-directional approach, because you want to be able to pay it forward and educate folks so that, you know, they can get into the positions that they seek because they see that in you. But you also got to be the mentee sometimes. Sometimes you got to, you know, sit down and be able to take that advice as well. And sometimes as we become more seasoned as optometrists, we only play the role of the mentor. But I challenge everyone to also play the role of the mentee, even if you're a seasoned OD, because we're always learning. You don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
So it's very important to make sure that you're playing both roles. But how powerful and how important was mentorship in your path and your journey to success as well?
It made all the difference. I remember last year I called you. I was like, Daryl, I have an idea. I called a few people that I admire, that I respect, and I truly value their opinion and to hear what they say. And every advice, every feedback that I got was so valuable. It made me think of things I didn't think before. It made me look at opportunities I didn't realize that was there. And there's an old saying one of my mentors taught me was, success leaves clues, right? So if you're trying to accomplish something, you want to do something, you want to talk to people who've done it before, who have experienced it before, and see what clues can you get, what roadmap can they give to you so you don't have to go and reinvent the wheel or try to cut a road through the forest there. There may be a road that's already laid out you can just follow. So having mentorship really, really helps. My husband has been a great mentor to me. I've had mentors in business, mentors in personal life, mentors in spiritual life, pretty much in every aspect of my life. I always pray and ask for a new mentor to help me. You know, we can't do it alone.
Something that I love that you touched on is having diverse mentorship. Sometimes we think we just need it in our profession, but actually having something or having mentors outside of our profession and also in different aspects of life actually makes you a better person holistically. And I'm glad that you touched on that, because a lot of times we only focus on one thing and it's more than that. You know, I want to drop this message up here from Obi Malope. This guy, Obi Malope, he's just an incredible human being. And, you know, his leadership is just, in my personal opinion, unmatched. When you talk about someone that gives the greatest impact, like I have a top five and he's in my top five, because the work he has done is just, you know, like no one can replicate it. But look at this comment that he left.
That's amazing.
Busy looking up what the definition of extraordinary leadership is, and all that keeps coming up is Dr. Loretta Justin. She is next level indeed. And I agree, and I concur. That is for sure. You know, so
thank you, Obi. I feel exactly the same way about you.
We got another one here. You know, I am a mentee. Dr. Janelle, thank you for saying that, because look, Dr. Janelle, she's always hustling. She, you know, she has her own platforms out there.
Yes,
she's
doing, my girl.
Some dry eye and ocular aesthetic stuff. Matter of fact, Dr. Janelle, I need to get you on the show so we can talk about that new platform that you just released. But just look at this. I'm a mentee. Thank you, Dr. Justin. She has helped me in many ways. Dr. Justin was the first person to help and coach me to give my first COPE approved lecture at the Divas Conference. Look at that. Give an opportunity there. You know, that's amazing. And that's what it's about. You know, helping each other, connecting with people, empowering people, you know, inspiring people, promoting people. That's what we need in our industry to continue to grow it and push it forward as well. So, you know, I love the work that you're doing. What I want to do now is just really switch gears a little bit and talk about Optometry Divas in a little more detail in regards to some of the amazing programs that you have. I know you're giving some scholarships. I know you have a CEO deal. So if you don't mind, maybe sharing a little bit more about those two things that you have in regards to your organization.
The scholarship is something we give to third year students that are getting ready to take the board exam. And it's basically to help them pay for all three national boards is what we want to be able to do for one student. I remember what that was like to pay for national boards. I was calling my dad a lot to get the money to do that. And also in the scholarship, what I ask is for the student to think about the different modalities of practice. Because I know when I came out of school, I didn't really understand what's available for me and what I would like to do versus what's not a good fit for me. So in the scholarship, part of the application is to go through and think about what are the different modalities of practice that's available out there and which one is the best fit for me. So I start on the right foot instead of kind of trying to bump my head everywhere and sorting things out and being frustrated. That's one of the things I really like, because you have to submit a business plan. Once you find out what it is you want to do, and then I review the business plan to kind of give feedback on what you can do, what the plan sounds like. And based on the submissions, we select one person and to give the scholarships. This will be the second time we'll do it this year.
And how much is the scholarship?
It's $3,000.
Fantastic. You know what? I'm going to put a challenge out there. All the industry folks that are listening to this right now, we want to take that to $10,000 or more. So we need you to invest some dollars.
Yes, we'd be able to do three.
And when you make it happen, we don't want you to do a one-off. You need to sign a 5 or 10 year commitment to make this happen. This is game changing. Awesome. This is touching lives. The students want it. We have a student here, Baldomir Torres, which is doing some amazing things in school.
Yes.
And boys, you know, he was at the Capitol last week fighting for our rights. And he's just a first year in optometry school. And he wants to know more about it. So students want it and they want to spread the word. So all my industry folks out there, cut that check. Let's make a difference. Let's make an impact. Let's make a change together.
You can go to optometrydivas.com/donate and you can donate to the scholarship there. It's really easy to do. And we have our first student is sponsored by Cooper Vision. Thank you so much. They are sponsoring the first student. But if we could do more, oh my gosh, I would love to do all third year students that are coming out to help support that cause.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this CEO deal. You had mentioned earlier finding your inner CEO, and I know you have some type of program or you do some type of education about that. So let's kind of dive into that a little bit more, if you don't mind.
So yeah, the whole message of Empower, Connect, and Promote is to help you discover the CEO of you. A lot of times when we think of the word CEO, we think of a business, which is appropriate because a lot of businesses have and should have a CEO. But a lot of times we don't also realize that we are our first business. Our lives, that's the first business that we have. So whether you own a physical business or some other entity that you're managing, your life is your first business. And many times we don't run our lives properly. We don't think about what is it that we want? What are our core values, like you mentioned earlier? What are our core beliefs? What is our personal mission? Like mine is to empower personally. So anything and everything I do, you will see that in there. What is your vision? What do you want for your life? Where do you want to see it? Where do you want to go? And why do you want to do the things we do? A lot of times I find that we jump into things, we do various things, but we've never thought about it as to whether it's something we really want to do. And sometimes that can cause disappointment, frustrations, just overwhelmness. So the whole concept, part of Optometry Divas, what we want to do is help you discover that inside of you, become the CEO of your life. Because I believe that is the solution to this work-life balance discrepancy that many people feel they're experiencing. So there's basically three steps I talk about all the time to become the CEO of you. You need to have a winning mindset. You need to have a winning strategy. You need to have a winning team. Those are the three basic components you need to have to reach whatever goal, plan, dream that you want to accomplish. And in our case, for Optometry Divas is to reach the life that you want to live it the way you want to. But to do that, you got to start from the beginning. You got to start with what you believe. You got to start with what your values are. I'll give you an example. If you have two children and they're the ages of 6 and 4, and right now what's most important to you is to spend time with these children, then a job that's asking you to work 6 days a week from 9 to 6 is not a good option for you. You may choose to do it because of a financial situation, but that's something you come in knowing I'm temporarily doing this or I'm doing it for 3 days, but I know what's most important for me is to be home for my kids. Then I can make choices and I can choose and I can look for things that meet my value. But if you're not thinking about those things, you end up picking and selecting things that don't fit who you are and they don't fit your value. The next area is to have a strategy. So you can have the best car possible, fastest car possible. What's the fastest car, Daryl? Do you know what's the fastest car?
I have no idea because everyone calls me an old man. All I ride are Cadillacs. So I take my time and cruise and ride smoothly. So you can tell me what the fastest car is.
I don't know what the fastest car is. So maybe a Ferrari.
Folks out there listening, put in the chat what the fastest car is. Let's see who got it right. All right. Let's see what it is because I have no idea.
Let's say you're in this car, right? And then you're driving. Your objective is to see the sunset. That's what you want to do. But you are heading east. What's going to happen? You are never going to see the sunset because the sun sets in the west. It rises in the east. So you have to have the right strategy or you're always going to be frustrated because you're going the wrong direction. And then finally, you have to have the right team, right? We use the same car analogy. Let's say you have that Ferrari, the fastest car again, and it has the best engine, the best of everything in it, but it has no tires. You're not getting anywhere either without tires. And that's what your team does for you. They give you that support and allow you to have that velocity to be able to get to where you want to go. And that's really what we're all about, is teaching those tools, those skills to help you figure out what it is you want in your life and to achieve it. That's what the whole CEO of You Business and Leadership Academy is all about.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And, you know, if I know I have a lot of one-on-ones with our VP over at My Doctor, and, you know, we're always talking purpose, mission, value, that, you know, things of that nature. And you're like almost, it's like an echo of exactly what we say every single day, because it's real. I always tell people straight up, if you don't know what your vision, your purpose is, and you don't have your core values to guide you down that path, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be stuck. You're going to keep running in circles. And the thing that we don't have on this earth is time. So the earlier you can figure this stuff out, the easier it will be for you. And the more you'll be able to help other people, because if you don't help yourself first, how the hell are you going to help other folks out there?
That's
you
got to
take care of yourself. So I love that CEO approach that you're mentioning there.
Yeah,
that's huge.
And it really helped me in my own life, you know, because of the way my life was just going in the wrong direction and things were just not right. We were, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. I have three boys. And so because I have three boys, I'm a mom. So all my boys were in sports, right? Because that's what you do when you got boys. But my boys hated sports, absolutely hated sports. Two of them are special needs. They could not handle the noise. They couldn't tolerate it. My oldest son just hated it. But we kept doing this because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. So I get out of work, 7:30, go pick them up, go to practice, go home at 9 o'clock. We're doing homework. We're doing all of this. And then one day my husband and I sat down and went and we asked, why are we doing this? And we realized, as much as it is nice for people to say, well, you got three boys, what sports are they in? Is always the next question, right?
Right.
As much as we would love to say, well, they play this, they play that, we realized that we just were not that type of family. And we stopped. Now, it gave us so much free time. Now, we were able to do things inside the house. We played games. We hung out. We watched movies. We were so less stressed just because we decided, we thought about what was important for us and then decided to kind of schedule our lives around that. So that's why it's important to think about those things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Umar. He just joined the team over at My Doctor. He's a student coming out of, I want to say PCO, my school. So shout out to him. You know, I had a call with him prior to him joining us, and we had this conversation.
Wow.
And, as a matter of fact, I sent him the book by Simon Sinek, The Reason
Start
Why.
With Your Why.
Yeah, Start With Your Why. Yeah. And, you know, because he knew where he wanted to go. And I was like, man, read this book, because that was the book that changed my life.
Yeah.
Dr. Artis Beattie. A fellow doctor, I used to tech for him, a black doctor. I got out of school and he told me, I went to him, I said, man, I don't know what I want to do, man. I'm confused, man. He said, I love seeing patients, but I'm just trying to figure out the direction and, you know, where I need to go. You know, between that book of what him telling me to read, between that, my father, which is everything, really put me in the right direction and gave me the core values. You know, and just friends and family around me that helped me to get in the path on the path that I needed. So, you know, just again, this goes back to mentorship. This goes back to knowing yourself. This goes back to connecting with people. This goes back to promoting people. I mean, all of these things go together. But at the end of the day, be your own CEO. If you need help, find someone, reach out to Dr. Justin, and she can definitely guide you and get you down the right path. But I love everything that you're touching on. What I want to touch on next is this conference that you got going on. I saw some of the lineup of the stars that's going to speak at that conference. And when I say you have an all-star lineup, I mean you have an all-star lineup. So let's talk about the date, where it's going to be located at, and then maybe you can go in a little bit more detail of the programming if you don't mind.
Sure. This conference is going to be in Orlando, my hometown, Mickey's house. And the whole theme of the conference is discover the magic. And basically, because it's in Orlando, it's a magical place, of course. That's why we're discovering the magic. But, you know, we talked about being the CEO of You. And I believe once you begin to realize that you have the power to change your life, that's the magic. That's what it's all about. And that's what we want to discover. And which is why we have these courses. We have courses that are designed to help teach us how to, are you still there, Daryl? Because I don't see you. And you're mute again. All right, I'll keep going if you can still hear me.
You're good to go. I just put you on the spotlight. I want the whole world to see you and shine while you're talking about this amazing conference. I'm just back.
Okay, so that's why we have the courses that we have. Basically, the courses are designed to give us tools and the clinical skills that we need to help set us apart as optometrists. We have Dr. Janelle Davidson is going to be talking about ocular aesthetics and dry eyes. We have three ophthalmologists who are coming. One of them is world renowned. They're going to be talking about understanding visual fields and double vision and understanding prism. This is such an important thing. And I think as optometrists, we don't always think about that. We have patients that come to see us and they talk about blurry vision, but they're really having very minor double vision. And sometimes we don't really know how to handle it. We don't know how to really refer them properly. So they're going to be helping and educating us as primary care providers. How do we identify these situations? How do we identify which are critical? Then on top of that, we have, we're going to be talking about some pharmaceutical updates. What are some of those new drops that are out there? I don't know about you. Sometimes I get lost as to what's coming out, what's new. So we have a course on that, which is going to be really, really good. And we have Dr. Elise Kramer that's coming to talk about what she does best. She's going to talk about specialty contacts. So I'm really, really excited about it. And I think it's a great lineup. The education is very important because it's going to elevate our skills as providers so we can provide the best care for our patients. And then we have a couple of workshops that I'm really excited about. We have Dr. Nashawn Presley, who's going to be coming and talk to us about social media. How do we position ourselves as practitioners? So if you own a practice, you want to be on social media and let your patients know what you do. Even if you don't own a practice, you should create a brand for yourself as a physician, as a doctor. Let people know what you do. So whether you own a practice, whether you work somewhere, whether you have a lease and a corporate relationship, it doesn't matter. You need to learn this. And she is awesome. If you don't know who Dr. Nish is, you need to look her up. So I'm so excited about it. And also, too, my husband and I, we're going to be doing a workshop on financial freedom. We are basically going to share our story. And this course, you can bring your spouse. So you can bring your husband, whether he's an OD or not. You can bring your partner, whether they're ODs or not. So we can talk to you as a couple, as partners. If you don't have a partner, you can come individually, because what we're going to be talking about are some of the basics of financial freedom, things you should know, things you should do to position yourself to where you want to be in your life. And you're going to get to hear our story, which is pretty wild. So I'm very excited about that. We also have a staff training that's happening on there. You have to go look at this. The staff training is really, really good because what we're working on is the soft skills. A lot of staff training works on the clinical skills, right? How to understand the different lenses and how to understand how to sell. We're also going to do that, but we want to teach them, how do you communicate with people? How do you deal with difficult patients? How can you be empathetic? Because we are caring for sick people. How can we have that type of empathy? And that's what we're going to focus on primarily in the staff training. So you have to go check that out. And my last one I'm going to say, which I'm really excited that you can tell, right, is we have a Disney character themed banquet that we're going to do. So everyone is going to dress up in a Disney character as long as it's clothes on, right? Needs to be clothes on. We're going to do that. And then we have a carriage ride that we're going to do. So we are all going to be in this magical place. We are bringing Cinderella's carriage to you. So if you have not registered, you definitely need to go to optometrydivas.com and take a look at this event. It's for family friendly. Oh, and we have childcare too. So, if mom, you don't got no excuse now because we just figured out a way to make it possible for you. Your husband can come, your children can come, your staff can come. Bring everybody. And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. So, how did I do?
Look, you got me ready to jump on a jet and fly down to be a part of this as well, you know, and bring my wife and just say, baby, be an OD for a day, you know. But, no, this sounds amazing. It's going to be an incredible event because anything that you have any connection to is always fantastic and fabulous and incredible. So I'm super excited to learn more about it. And you know, just get the feedback. You know, we got to make this an annual event. Every year you have to come on prior to this conference.
Yeah.
And, you know, educate us about the all-star lineup, you know, update me on what's going on with you and the kids and Mr. Justin. And, you know, just give us some wonderful words of wisdom, because you're always full of them. And I really love communicating with you and talking with you, because I always learn so much. And you're just pleasant to be around. You know, you're just a breath of fresh air. You know, it's just we're in a profession where we need to come together more, right? And I'm super excited that the world is opening up. I was just at Vision Expo not too long ago, had an incredible time. You know, it felt like back
in the day. Next year.
Yeah, you know, the energy, the people, you know, all that jazz. And I know you're going to create the same bang out there in Orlando, Florida. To be able to have the education, to dress up as a Disney star.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that. And then you're telling me I get to ride in a carriage as well?
I know, right? Oh, and there's some cocktail hours that are going to be happening. So let me tell you, it's going to be fun, educational, insightful. We're going to talk about what are your values, the same things I was mentioning earlier. We're going to have sessions of those in between courses where we all have to think about that. Because I don't want you to just come and just leave the experience there. I want you to come and take it with you. Yeah. So that way you're able to go bring it home, and then so you can elevate your life and your practice.
Yeah. Implement and elevate, right?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Dr. Janelle is calling you out. She's saying that you need to promote the Divas, an awesome group. I know you also have meetups in different towns and cities and stuff like that as well, right?
We do. We have really 5 meetings that we do per year. The conference is one of them. It's our national one where we're inviting all of the Divas from across the country to come and join us. And then we have 4 other meetings that we do locally. So we have the chocolate tasting, the red shoes event, the Think Pink event, and the Winter Wonderland event. Each of these are themes that the event is built around in terms of decoration, activities, and what we're going to do as part of that event. And every single event we have an education. So there's something always to learn to build our clinical skills, our business skills, and personal development, because those are so important for us to find that CEO inside of us and for us to create that life that we want and deserve. So right now we have our Red Shoes event that's coming up. The first one is 2 days from now in Jacksonville. I'm so excited.
Hold on. Wasn't this the one that you told me that I was going to be able to attend, but you were going to try to make me wear a heel? And I was I remember this conversation like yesterday.
I'm like, they make pumps in size 13, 14. We can get you something to wear. Ain't no shame in the game. So, awesome. You know, guys out there, you're welcome to come. You just may have to put some lipstick on and wear some high heels. There's no wrong with that.
Well, look, this has been fantastic. I'm super excited about all the things that you're doing. You know, one thing that I really would like to, you know, end this show with is really to understand more of what do you want to be known for? What do you want your legacy to be in eye care? Because you have inspired so many people. I've seen that word pop up maybe 4 or 5 times throughout this entire show in regards to the scroll and the feedback from our colleagues. What do you want to be known for? What's the legacy that you want to create?
I'd like people to know, one of the things I'd like people to say is that when I talked to Loretta, after I met Loretta, she helped me realize that everything I ever needed was already inside of me. Mm. How special I am and how gifted I am. And that's really what I want. And that's the legacy that I would like to live, is to let people know that you are special. You are gifted. You are created with purpose. And what you're looking for is not outside, it's inside. Start looking inward, and then you're going to realize the power that you need is inside of you.
Wow. I can't say anything after that. Find your purpose. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Thank you so much, Dr. Loretta Justin. Continue being impactful in our industry. And if there's anything that I can do to create value for all the amazing things that you have going on, please feel free to reach out. But thank you again for being a part of this evening's show. Have a fantastic and blessed, beautiful week.
Thank you for having me, Daryl. Means so much.
Anytime. Until next time, peace. Stay healthy, positive, and blessed.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.